Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day, it's a brand new week, and it's a brand new month, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. Welcome to the month of October. I have a lot of great things coming up in October. I know I say that every month, but every month, hey, it's true. What can I say? For today, though, we, of course, have news headlines coming up. We have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. If you're keeping up, we're in week number 40 this week. We also have brand new music from our Artist of the Week. The first time that Matt Hansen has been our Artist of the Week. You guys are going to be hearing his single, Chemicals, this week. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you'll be part of my conversation with my friend and entrepreneur, Earl Hall. He's also the host of the Earl Hall Show. He's gearing up for season two at the end of this year. We're going to be talking about the year that's been 2023 and what's to come. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, government shutdown averted with little time to spare as Biden signs funding before midnight. The threat of a government shutdown suddenly lifted late on Saturday as President Joe Biden signed a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open with little time to spare after Congress rushed to approve the bipartisan deal. The package dropped aid to Ukraine, a White House priority opposed by a growing number of GOP lawmakers, but increases federal disaster assistance by $16 billion, meeting Biden's full request. The bill funds the government until November the 17th. After chaotic days of turmoil in the House, Speaker Kevin McCarthy abruptly abandoned demands for steep spending cuts from his right flank and instead relied on Democrats to pass the bill at risk of his own job. The Senate followed with final passage, closing a whirlwind day at the Capitol. "This is good news for the American people," Biden said in a statement. He also said the United States cannot under any circumstances allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted, and expected McCarthy will keep his commitment to the people of Ukraine and secure a passage of the support needed to help Ukraine at this critical moment. It's been a sudden head-spinning turn of events in Congress ahead of the midnight funding deadline after grueling days in the House pushed the government to the brink of a disruptive federal shutdown. The outcome ends, for now, the threat of a shutdown, but the reprieve may be short-lived. Congress will again need to fund the government in coming weeks, risking a crisis as views are hardening, particularly among the right-flank lawmakers whose demands were ultimately swept aside this time in favor of a more bipartisan approach. "We're going to do our job," McCarthy said before the House vote. "We're going to be adults in the room, and we're going to keep the government open." If no deal was in place before Sunday, federal workers would have faced furloughs. More than 2 million active duty and reserve military troops would have had to work without pay, and programs and services that Americans rely on from coast to coast would have begun to face shutdown disruption. The package funds government at current 2023 levels until mid-November and also extends other provisions, including the Federal Aviation Administration. The package was approved by the House 335-91, with most Republicans and almost all Democrats supporting. Senate passage came by an 88-9 vote. But the loss of Ukraine aid was devastating for lawmakers of both parties vowing to support President Zelensky after his recent Washington visit. The Senate bill included $6 billion for Ukraine, and both chambers came to a standstill Saturday as lawmakers assessed their options. In more national news, Jimmy Carter turns 99 at home with Rosalind and other family as tributes come from and around the world. Jimmy Carter has always been a man of discipline and habit, but the former president broke routine Sunday, putting off his practice of quietly watching church services online to instead celebrate his 99th birthday with his wife Rosalind and their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in Plains. The gathering took place in the same one-story structure where the Carters lived before he was first elected to the Georgia Senate in 1962. As tributes poured in from around the world, it was an opportunity for Carter's family to honor his personal legacy. They have really remained the same sort of South Georgia couple that lived in a 600-person village where they were born, said grandson Jason Carter, who chairs the board at the Carter Center, which his grandparents founded in 1982 after leaving the White House a year earlier. Despite being global figures, the younger Carter said his grandparents have always made it easy for us as a family to be as normal as we can be. At the Carter Center in Atlanta, meanwhile, 99 new American citizens who came from 45 countries, took the oath of allegiance as part of a nationalization ceremony timed for the former president's birthday. In more national news, Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at the age of 90. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, a centrist Democrat who broke gender barriers through her five-year career in politics, has died. Feinstein died on Thursday night at her home in Washington, D.C., her office said on Friday. Tributes poured in all day, opening the Senate floor. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that we lost a giant in the Senate. As the nation mourns this tremendous loss, we know how many lives she impacted and how many glass ceilings she shattered along the way, Schumer said, his voice cracking. And finally, in entertainment news, after several quiet weeks in movie theaters, four films entered wide release over the weekend. Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, came out as the top dog with $23 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates on Sunday. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, with $23 million. Number two, Saw 10, with $18 million. Number three, The Creator, with $14 million. Number four, The Nun 2, with $5 million. And number five, The Blind, with $4 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Around you may be darkness, but that doesn't have to be you. You were born to be a light, so let your light shine. Have an amazing Monday. Matt Hansen is our Artist of the Week this week. To be honest, I found out about Matt thanks to Instagram, another one of those finds I've been able to find on that platform. I heard his single, Chemicals, and look, it was one of those songs that really did speak to me in a really big way. And I think it speaks to a lot of people as well when it comes to relationships and knowing what you've lost and found. So, Matt Hansen is our Artist of the Week this week. Enjoy Chemicals right here on Conversations Daily News.
A million pieces, a billion reasons to keep my heart just out of reach. You brought me hope when I thought I was frozen. Showed me a light I've never seen. Reaction, some kind of magic. Every time you look at me, I feel like I'm floating with every moment. There's no way I'd rather be. Oh.
Together it's
We are part of my conversation coming up with Earl Hall in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Entrepreneur and host of the Earl Hall Show, Earl Hall, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the year that's been 2023 so far and what's to come. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Earl, my friend, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you so much, Mr. Webb. Thank you for having me. It's going to be a very good time, as it always is when we get together.
It definitely is, and because, you know, it's my show, I'll make sure that we actually stay on time. But, and I appreciate you being on with us, man. It you know, always is great to be able to catch up with you.
We're starting on this.
What? I'm just saying, I'm going to be respectful of your time, sir, and knowing that, you know, with radio and podcast, you know, I want to make sure I'm staying within our time frames here. But, Earl, seriously, you have had quite the 2023. I want to talk about that before we get into the things that are coming up. What has it been like for you? I know you stay busy, but what has it been like for you to kind of reflect on this year and all that's happened?
Well, it has been a lot. I was thinking earlier today, there is no triumph without some sort of turmoil. And 2023 has been a bit of it both. I've gone through a lot, personally and professionally, but it has yet propelled me to where I've been able to get to now, because you just, you know, as the hashtag that I use from time to time says, grind and don't quit. And you just have to continue moving on and be thankful for every moment that you have to in essence, live your dream that you're trying to build.
Cyrus Webb, Conversational Daily News. Well, thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. We've got on some more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from our artist of the week, Matt Hampton, and of course, your entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.